Hello, James Carey here. This time we're ducking out of the Bible to go back to John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, which listeners will already know is not a book that I actually am a fan of. So if you've not heard that one, go back and listen to it. Once you've done that, here's part two. Pilgrim's Progress, part two. Christian was still on his journey to the Celestial City. He had left Vanity Fair, walked past the shops of permanent discounts, and managed to avoid the restaurant that smells amazing but you just can't get any service. Out on the open road, he came across a stream, where he met three men, who said their names were Contrarian, Wise After the Event, and Breaking the Fourth Wall. "That's an interesting name," said Christian to Contrarian. "No, it isn't," said Contrarian. "Well, I think it is," said Christian, trying to think of something else nice to say. "In fact, being able to take up an adversarial position can be useful in defining the truth." "Not necessarily," said Contrarian. "I was trying to be nice," said Christian. "You're obviously quite a negative person." "No, I'm not," said Contrarian. "And I'm not sure that Contrarian is the best name for you, since you don't actually take up a contrary position, but merely disagree with anything I say." "No, I don't," said Contrarian. "I can't help feeling," said Breaking the Fourth Wall, "that this is going to end up being a predictable rip-off of the Monty Python argument sketch." "No, it won't," said Contrarian. Wise After the Event looked at Christian and smiled at him and said, "Well, that pretty much went as expected." Christian felt sorry for these men, trapped by the personalities they'd been handily labelled with since birth. Christian began to reason with them, inviting them to go with him to the Celestial City. "I cannot go," said Contrarian. "Not now you've invited me. It's in my nature to do the opposite of what you say." "I suppose he was bound to say that," said Wise After the Event. "And I know that you make it alone, because I can skip forward to the end," said Breaking the Fourth Wall. "But surely there's nothing to stop you from coming with me," said Christian. "I cannot," said Wise After the Event. "I must remain to look after my family. I have three younger brothers, saw you coming, slow hand clap, and crushing sense of the inevitable." "That is unfortunate," said Christian. "No, he lives next door," said Wise After the Event. "What?" said Christian. "Unfortunate. That's the name of the man who lives next door," said Wise After the Event. "With his wife, ill-fated, and their daughters clumsy, accident-prone, and you'll have someone's eye out with that. I say they live next door. They keep having to move in with their mum as their house is always being burned to the ground." "Oh dear," said Christian. "Come on," said Wise After the Event. "You really should have seen that one coming." "Not really," said Christian. "I'm a Christian, on my way to the Celestial City." "That is true," said Wise After the Event. "We had three people like you come through here the other day. What were they called? Oh yes, overly sincere, sense of humour failure, and there's no need for language." "So my attitude shouldn't be a surprise, should it?" said Christian. "I'm surprised you didn't see that coming." "Touché," said Wise After the Event. Christian decided to move on. Contrarian saw him look at the stream. "To proceed on your way," he said, "you must step across the stream of unseen perils. But it looks perfectly safe if you ask me." Christian saw a stone in the middle of the stream and wondered what this heavy-handed metaphor had in store for him. He stepped onto the stone in the middle of the stream, but it was covered in the damp moss of doctrinal imprecision, and Christian slipped and fell face first into the water. Christian looked up at Wise After the Event and said to him, "Not one word." Contrarian, Wise After the Event, and Breaking the Fourth Wall returned home. "Not sure that was worth revisiting," said Breaking the Fourth Wall. "Eh, people like callbacks," said Wise After the Event. "I don't," said Contrarian. Hope you enjoyed that. You can read the third instalment, and even the last one, by going and getting a copy of The Gospel According to a Sitcom Writer, which is available via Amazon, as you would expect. So why don't you go and get a copy of that? Links in the show notes to it. Plus The Sacred Art of Joking, which is my other book about how comedy works and how it goes wrong, especially within the realm of religion. Okay, we'll be back to the Bible next time. Speak to you then. Bye-bye.